Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, who's head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about those canes?
How about those canes? It's a fun time of the year right now. The playoffs going on, and boy, there's no lack of excitement in those Hurricane playoff games.
Lately, I would say so. It's probably the best series I've seen in a long time as far as comebacks, and even last night was close.
Yeah. It's been really fun to watch. Well, Dr. Mann, as much as everyone, I think, would love to hear our hockey analysis, they really want to hear some questions from you and get your answers. We love doing these shows. Today, we're going to be answering questions from our listeners. If you ever have a question that you would like answered on the air, you can send your email questions to drmann@smileman.com. Remember that man has two N's in there, drmann@smileman.com. Dr. Mann, you ready to open the email bag here and answer some questions?
Yes, let's get with that first one.
Excellent. All right. First up, this reads, Dr. Mann, I am extremely concerned about my daughter's tongue ring and the damage it may cause to her teeth. Can you talk about what, if any, damage you have seen to the teeth from them? Thanks. And this is from an unnamed concerned parent in Garner. This is a good question, Dr. Mann. I've never heard this one asked.
You know, I don't think we've ever had this question, but, you know, we were just talking about hockey, and, you know, hockey pucks can really do some damage to teeth. You know, you see a lot of hockey players without their front teeth due to, you know, being hit, or more than likely a hockey puck got them. I would say that tongue rings are probably like hockey pucks, especially if you have a bad habit of playing with your front teeth with it. I've seen a lot of damage that's been done by people who use that tongue ring and they rest it on their front teeth, or they're bumping it whenever they chew. And it all depends the position of it. If it's too far forward, then a lot of postured forward, then a lot of your people that get those that way will tend to want to just, you know, kind of almost rest it against the front teeth. Slowly the teeth chip away, and you get a lot of chips and a lot of wear on those bottom front teeth. And you can also get them on the top front teeth as well, which can become a cosmetic concern. But you can also get bone loss. And a lot of that comes from the pressure that is put against the lower front teeth is where we see it the most. Anytime you put an excessive amount of pressure against those front teeth, you can get bone loss around them. You also can move them. So just like braces put a force against the teeth and the teeth move opposite of the force, the same thing happens when you're putting pressure constantly with the ring on those front teeth. Now, of course, there's different size balls that go on top of the tongue rings. I guess the bigger the earring or the ball that goes on top of it, the more force is put against those teeth. But again, it also comes down to a habit. If you have a habit of resting that ball against the teeth, then you are going to see movement. You're going to see chipping and bone loss. So I wouldn't recommend it. I would just explain to your child the consequences of it, because, you know, if you lose those front teeth and you lose bone, it's very hard to replace them. It's very hard to do implants in that area. And it can become a major cosmetic concern down the road.
Unfortunately, these are lessons that we probably don't appreciate as much when we're younger. And then when the bill is is on you, you might take that a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
But that's good advice, Dr. Mann. And hopefully this parent can relay that to their daughter and hopefully have a nice conversation and come to a good solution there. All right, let's get to our next email question. This one reads, Dr. Mann, I have a wedding in a few weeks and I need my teeth whitened. What is the fastest and most cost-effective way to whiten my teeth? That's from Candace in Cary.
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, wait to the last minute, you know, and we see it a lot, especially, you know, you may not know that you were going to be invited to the wedding, or it was a last-minute event that you decided to go to. The best way to do a whitening last minute is in-office whitening. You get your teeth whitened the same day, up to 4 or 5 shades, sometimes 6, depending on how yellow the teeth are. But that is the best way and quickest way to do it. Now, if you have 2 weeks and you're a compliant patient, you can do some of the other types that we have in our office. We have some prefabricated trays that have a higher percentage of bleach than what you can buy over the counter. You can use those for about 6 to 8 days as long as you're compliant, and you will brighten your teeth up. I wouldn't say you would get, you know, 5-6 shades like you would if you did it in office chair side, but you will get that. The other way is we can make customized trays for you. It does take a little bit longer to get those trays back, but if you know, if you're just looking to get a few days of whitening in before, that might be an option as well. But I would suggest that she try the in-office whitening. It's a very affordable right now. Actually, we have a special on it because of wedding time of year, where we're giving $200 off. So if anybody out there is interested, they can call our office and get that that deal.
Excellent, excellent. And that number to call is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. If you want to give the office a call and find more information, you can also schedule an appointment by calling that phone number. You can also do that online as well. Smileman.com is the website. Man has two N's at the end. Go to smileman.com to learn more about the nearest office location to you. Dr. Man has three of them in the listening area. There's one in Cary, one in Garner, and one in Fuquay-Varina. Learn more at smileman.com. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more of your email questions right after this. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. I am Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. We're answering your questions today. If you ever want to send an email question to Dr. Mann and have it answered on the air, you can email drmann@smileman.com. Mann with two N's at the end, drmann@smileman.com. All right, let's get back into it. We've got a lot of emails here, Dr. Mann, so I want to answer as many as we can during our program today. This next one says, Dr. Mann, my son is getting his wisdom teeth removed early summer after his spring semester exams. Any tips you can give him for quick healing as he has college summer school classes? This comes from Frank in Fuquay.
Well, that's a great question. It's a great time also to get your wisdom teeth out. You know, a lot of college students will be doing that. Even some high schoolers, you know, in the summer break, it's a great time to do it. Some of the tips that I tell patients that are getting is, you know, one of the biggest things before you come in is you want to stay hydrated, you know, and make sure that you're hydrated when you come in, especially if you're going to get IV sedation. It just helps finding your veins easier if you're getting, you know, put out or sedated while you're getting them taken out. As far as healing, we use something called PRF in our office, which I think is the best thing for healing. And that is when a patient comes in, we actually draw four tubes of the patient's blood, and we spin it down. And then something magical comes to the top when you put in a centrifuge at a certain RPM, and that is something called plasma-rich factors. And it turns almost into a jello or gelatin-type substance. And we take that, and then we put it in the extraction site after we remove the tooth, and it helps the patient heal about 10 times faster. One of the complications that we see with removal of wisdom teeth is something called dry socket. And dry socket can be very painful, and that's when the clot comes out and a bacteria invades. And so we see a huge decrease in this when that PRF is placed into the socket. The other thing that patients has to do is they have to really take it easy for a few days. A lot of times patients tend to overdo it. You don't want to lift any heavy weight. You don't want to exercise, run, or anything like that for a few days, because it will make that clot come out and decrease the healing. Another thing that I tell people to do is you can take vitamin C and vitamin D if you're low in it, and that will actually help the healing rate as well. If you're low in vitamin C or D, decreases your healing rate. And then after about 48 hours, you want to start rinsing with warm salt water. Warm salt water will help start the healing process and start the gums to grow quicker and fill in that space where your tooth, previous tooth was. But those are the keys. You want to eat a soft diet and not any eat anything really sharp. No sucking through a straw. A lot of people, when they get their wisdom teeth out, they say, "Oh, I got to drink through a straw." Well, that sucking motion will actually pull the clots out and can hinder the healing rate. For pain, I always tell patients you want to stay on ibuprofen, which is an anti-inflammatory or some form of an anti-inflammatory relief. But you want to stay on that for at least 3 days. Remember, you want to stay ahead of pain. You don't want to start taking something after the pain and wait for the pain. If you stay on top of pain, it's always better. If you need anything above and beyond that, you want to take Tylenol. A lot of people turn to opiates. I don't recommend that. It interferes with healing. And it doesn't do as good of a job with pain management. And there's no anti-inflammatory effects with opiates. So we don't really prescribe opiates anymore because of that. It's also addictive. Some people that have addictive personalities or have been addicted before want to avoid that. But those are some of the tips that we recommend after our patients have their third molars removed.
That's great advice. Good tips. And it just seems like there've been some improvements, let's say, in the process when it comes to having your wisdom teeth removed, you know, compared to 20, 30 years ago when things were a lot different back then.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot more ways of removing them without trauma. We have a lot better instrumentation. We also use something called the Cube in our office, which is a piezo. And if you look that up, that's a real non-invasive way of getting teeth out without having to remove bone. A lot of teeth that are impacted, you have to remove bone. And the piezo can remove that bone minimally without creating trauma or what we call inflammation, which is really what occurs after trauma. So we use that Cube quite a bit when we're taking out third molars. Also, sutures have come a long way. You know, just when we place sutures, there's a lot of different types of sutures that resorb on their own so the patient doesn't have to come back. And they're also kinder to the tissue. And again, pain management. I mean, there's a lot better pain management ways out there than we had 30 years ago.
It's good to be a patient now because we have a lot more at our
That's right.
at our disposal. Let's get to one more question here before we take a short break. Dr. Mann, my husband wears an upper denture and has noticed that his palate and gums are extremely red but do not hurt. Should he be concerned? That's from Betsy and Garner.
Well, he has something called denture stomatitis, and it's very, very common with denture wearers, especially long-term denture wearers. Basically, when you wear a denture, you can get a biofilm, which is a biofilm of bacteria. And if you get a certain type of biofilm, it causes your gums to become inflamed, and it's called denture stomatitis. A lot of patients won't have pain right away. The redness shows up first. But it can lead to pain, and it can lead to something further, which is a fungal infection. But the best way to treat that and even prevent it is you got to use some chemical to clean the denture with. I always tell people when you have a denture, you got to keep it clean as your teeth, or you get the same type of or maybe even a little bit different, but similar bacteria film build up on it. And a lot of people make the mistake by brushing it with a hard brush or using even toothpaste. You don't want to do that because you get fine scratches in that denture, and those fine scratches will hold more bacteria. So always tell patients, keep it clean. There's a lot of things you can use, over the counter, such as the, you can get the tablet, denture tablets that fizz and foam up. They have a nice chemical that kills bacteria. You can soak it in an antimicrobial mouth rinse. That will help kill it. If you're trying to clean it, there are denture soft brushes out there, but I recommend using soap and water to keep it you know, nice and clean, and just make sure you, you know, you rinse the soap off really well. But that's a great question, but it's an easy fix. Just a little more hygiene care on that denture will take effect, and you really don't need medication unless it turns into a fungal infection.
Well, hopefully Betsy's breathing a little sigh of relief there, because that is good to know and information that can help anyone who might be wearing dentures. We're going to take a quick break. Remember, if you would like to book an appointment to see Dr. Mann, you can go to smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. Smileman.com is the website. Find information there about all the services that he and his team provide. Find information about the nearest office location to you as well. There's three of them. There's one in Cary, one in Fuquay Varina, and one in Garner. Learn more at smileman.com or call 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. A quick break and back with more. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Thank you so much for being here with us. Remember, you can find information about Dr. Mann and his team online at smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. We are taking your emails today and answering questions that you have submitted. If you would like to send in a question to Dr. Mann and have it read on the air, you can email drmann@smileman.com. drmann@smileman.com. All right, let's get to the last handful of questions here, Dr. Mann. This next one reads, Dr. Mann, I am retiring and will no longer have dental insurance through my employer. What are some good options for me? That's from Glenn in Cary.
You know, a lot of people in this, you know, we got the baby boomer generation that are starting to retire. So we have a great up, you know, great time where people are going to lose their dental insurance. There's a couple options. One of the things that you can look at is some Medicare plans will actually cover routine basic dental needs. And that's with your supplemental insurance. And that would be things like cleanings or an exam. I would say that most of those do not cover any kind of major work. They usually have a very small amount that they'll pay out per year, maximum amount they'll pay out per year. So you just have to really know what your dental needs are going to be. If you're one of those people that never had a cavity and you haven't had a lot of work, that might be a plan for you. But remember, as we get older, our teeth have had a lot of wear and tear on them throughout our life. They're going to want to tend to break. As you get older, we start seeing an increase again in decay. So, you know, you may consider, if you don't, we have something called an in-office membership in our offices that are for people who are retired. And it actually covers basic cleanings, x-rays every year, and then it gives you a percentage off of any work that you may need. And it's a lot cheaper than any kind of dental insurance plan that you may try to buy. And that's the third option. You can, again, attain single coverage dental insurance. But remember, you know, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than group insurance that you had with your employer. And you have to really do your investigation on these, because a lot of times they can fool you. You can actually pay a lot out before they're willing to pay any out on your behalf. So just make sure. They also have a lot of pre-existing clauses. Some of them I've seen up to 10 years. So if you've been missing a tooth for 10 years, or you've had a tooth that's needed a crown for 10 years, they won't cover it. So you have to just do your research. I would suggest the best plan is the in-office plans, if you can get them, because they are not expensive, just like in our office. And it's giving you everything that you need, including discounts on treatment if you need it.
That's good to know. And, you know, insurance is something that, you know, can get very tricky. And you're right, we need to read the fine print. And if you are interested in that in-office plan, get a hold of Dr. Mann's office. Find more information about it. All right, let's get to our last question here. This one reads, Dr. Mann, My 10-year-old son is waking up complaining of his back teeth and both sides of his jaw hurting. Could this be dental related? That's from Sabrina in Garner.
Sabrina, that's a good question. I'm glad you ask it because, you know, a lot of people would not think that that is, but it is probably dental related in the fact that it sounds like from the symptoms that your son's probably clenching or grinding his teeth at night. When you clench and grind your teeth, it can cause your teeth to ache, just like a toothache for a short period of time. And it also can cause your jaws on both sides, to, you know, your muscles and your joints to hurt. And most of the clenching and grinding that we see, and we've done shows on this before, is due to some kind of sleep breathing disorder. A lot of times a patient is not breathing correctly while they're sleeping. They're either you know, having a hard time getting oxygen because of sleep apnea, or, you know, their jaw has not, lower jaw has not formed out far enough and their airway is not wide enough to get enough oxygen. So they tend to want to grind their lower jaw forward to open that airway up. So we see this quite a bit. Something really easy to solve if it's ongoing, and that is contact your dentist, and we basically make a simple little guard for the for your child to wear, your boy to wear, that will alleviate that pain. But the key I always tell people is that's a good age to start looking at how the jaw is developing. Is it developing correctly? And then getting a plan so that that jaw does develop, so that that person is not doing this the rest of their life. Because we do see, you know, lower jaws that never grow forward, and then the patient suffers TMJ the rest of their life. So it's a good conversation to start having it about at that age, because it can easily be corrected with orthodontic treatment. The jaws formation can be at that age. Once you hit around 13 or 14, it's a lot harder to manipulate the jaw. So it's a good question, but definitely take your child to a dentist and have them evaluate what's going on.
Yeah, it's a good news, bad news situation where it's probably very good that Sabrina caught this when she did. You know, the bad news is that there's probably something that needs to be done, but the good news is it's early, and it would be easier to correct now than if we wait and do nothing. Right, Dr. Mann?
That's right. You know, the early you can correct sleep breathing disorders, because we treat them as early as 3-4 years old, the better for the patient's jaw growth. It'll actually occur naturally. And then all the other symptoms that occur with it, like, you know, ADHD, learning disabilities in school, all these are associated with sleep breathing disorders. And I tell, you know, patients don't believe it until you start having to fill out these forms. They're like, yeah, my child has that. And then when they start watching them breathe, they realize, oh, yes, they're mouth breathers. They have a hard time breathing at night. So definitely if you're a parent, you know, watch your child at night in the younger ages, like 2, 3, 4 years old, and see how they're breathing, see how they're sleeping.
Pay attention to it, and if you see something that is concerning, get a hold of Dr. Mann, schedule an appointment, and get that checked out. The solutions are many at his office that they are able to provide, and highly effective as well. You can go to smileman.com. Man has two N's at the end, smileman.com, if you would like to book an appointment or find the nearest office location to you. Carrie, Fuqua, Verena, Garner are where his three offices are located. You can also call the office if you want more information. The phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. Well, that is going to do it for us today. On behalf of Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I'm Jason Kong. Thanking you so much for listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News, Talk, Traffic. Have a wonderful day.